News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The fiscal watchdog, a very alarming warning from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council this morning. They're saying that it's now inevitable that we're going to experience an adverse shock to the economy. We're running negative
budget deficits.
Now, I know what you're going to say. I think this warning because it's exactly 10 years, September the 29th, 2008. A lot of people should remember. This was the night of the famous bank guarantee, which sunk the Irish economy to the tune of 440 billion. Now, I know you're going to say it's not, the circumstances are completely different. That was a perfect storm at the time. But you do get the feeling that we're beginning to lose the grip we had on caution. And you think of that old George Santayana line, those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I mean, okay, I don't think we'll hit the same perfect storm as we hit a decade ago, but there's plenty of potential shocks that could hit. We won't probably have a banking crisis again, but I think we have taken our eye off the ball, and the Fiscal Council are fairly blunt about it this morning. They say improvements in the government's underlying budgetary position have stalled since 2015, and the worrying thing is this is despite a recovery in the economic cycle. It's basic economics. When the economy is booming, you should run a surplus, take money out of the economy so you have money there to pump prime the economy.
But that's what we were called, with our trousers down that time.
When the economy inevitably turns down, and it will turn down. And we're going to be talking to Seamus Coffey in a moment, but he's quoted this morning as saying almost all other small open economies in Europe, and that's what we are. We are very small and we are very open, are running budget surpluses at the moment. We are not running a surplus, and that is deeply worrying. And I think there's a bit of an attitude of we'll be grand and we'll muddle through. The question, are we equipped to deal with that kind of adverse shock? I'm not so sure we are.
Are we developing that arrogance again that we had in the Celtic Tiger years, that we are the centre of the universe? We tend to forget that we are a tiny little boat in the middle of an ocean.
Yeah, I think it's more that we have this money and politically it's very hard not to spend it. I think, to be fair, I think Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, wants to do the right thing. I think he knows that we can't repeat the mistakes of the past. I'm not so sure about Leo Varadkar. I think he wants to win the next general election. So I'd have concerns about the future. 53106 though, let us know.
Are we as a people and a government doing enough to deal with the future inevitable shocks? Are you concerned about it out there this morning? Or do you want the good times to roll again? 53106, you tell us and we'll tell them.
Okay, 11 minutes past 7. Let's go to Seamus Coffey now, the UCC economist and also, of course, chairman of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Seamus, why do you say an adverse shock to the economy is inevitable?
Well, the Irish economy has been growing extremely strongly for the last 4 or 5 years. In our view, it has been growing above what we'd call its potential growth rate. And an economy can't grow above its potential growth rate forever. If it could, its potential growth rate should be higher. But it's clear that the Irish economy has been overperforming for the past couple of years. And if something can't go on forever, it will stop. The current strong growth we're experiencing isn't going to continue forever. And we can look at things that might affect the economy. We have, of course, the ongoing Brexit negotiations that we don't know how they're to conclude, with the vagaries of the Trump administration in the US and their view of trade policy. We have developments in the international tax environment and whether they will move for or against it. And of course, there's simply stuff that we just can't see and know about that could affect the economy. So I think there's no doubt that the strong growth we've had recently isn't going to go on forever, and we should be preparing for that inevitability.
Are we doing so? Have we developed enough of a buffer to protect us when that shock inevitably comes?
No. And in line, and as well as the strong growth we've had over the past couple of years, we've had things that have helped the public finances outside of that growth. We've had substantial reductions in interest rates. The interest rate environment is now extraordinarily low. And the cost of our very large national debt is falling in the current low interest rate environment. And of course, we've had a surge in corporation tax receipts, by and large down to the activities of multinational companies rather than activities in the domestic economy in Ireland. So as well as the actual growth taking place, we have these other factors that are boosting the public finances, but we're still running a deficit. If some of those benefits that have arisen over the last couple of years had been put to building those fiscal buffers. We'd probably be in a budget surplus now. But as it is, we're looking at a budget that will hopefully move us to budget surplus next year. But we should be doing more than hoping for a budget surplus. We should be planning for one.
Okay. Just briefly, how worried are you about those corporation tax receipts? Because they have 40% of them, I think, come from just 10 firms. It does leave us very exposed if there is some kind of global downturn.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a risk there. But I suppose it's much better to be getting these receipts getting them.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't necessarily be looking at policies that would change corporation tax. I think what
you do is look at the overall
scheme of things and say, well, is there a potential risk here from the concentration of these corporation tax receipts? And the idea we suggest is that you don't become dependent on them. That yes, you could have a fall or a drop in corporation tax receipts, but that's something Republic Finances should be able to absorb without affecting services, without affecting supports. So rather than introducing permanent measures, maybe spending increases or tax reductions on the basis of those, we should again be moving to that surplus position.
Is there a danger that that big increase in, not obviously the whole corporation tax base, but that increase we've seen in recent years, is there a danger that that could in future become what the housing bubble receipts were to the Exchequer a decade ago?
I think there's probably some windfall element to the corporation tax receipts we're getting. Like the increase was above and beyond the profitability of companies, particularly in Ireland. Maybe the change nature of the companies has led to more profit being declared here and doesn't really reflect policy changes in Ireland. So if you can have this large surge in corporation tax receipts in quite a short period of time, of course, there's a possibility that that could be reversed. It could go in the other direction. Now, these receipts have been coming for the past couple of years, started in 2015.
Yeah.
And by and large has been maintained for the past 3 or 4 years. But given the uncertain nature of it, it's not something we should rely on to be here for the long term.
Okay. If you were to sum up, Justin, I suppose in layman's language, we're not back where we were 10 years ago in terms of our fiscal recklessness. But is there a sense that the government has done okay in the last few years, but basically needs to do a good bit better in terms of building a buffer?
I suppose the issue is like the performance has been quite good. Like if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, the plan would have been to get to a balanced budget in or around now. I suppose the point we'd make is that the growth, the performance and the fiscal tailwinds have been even stronger since then. And we're still only getting to a balanced budget around now. So any of the benefits that have been developed over the last number of years have been used to fund...
Take the eye off the ball a little bit.
Budgetary measures. To a certain extent, you could argue that. But we did come through a very severe process and very severe period of fiscal austerity. So I think there was always going to be some rebound from that. I think now, given the position we're in, we should be moving to that surplus. And the government has set out a plan for an 800 million budget in a couple of weeks' time. They've set out that plan. They should deliver it.